You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
On this week's Action Station segment, we are talking about consent and how it should be mandatory to learn about in school. I spoke to the organizer of this petition, Gina Hawkins Bolton, about why consent education is needed, why it should be mandatory, and how it can be taken in multiple perspectives.
What's the importance of this campaign? Like, why does it need to be pushed forward?
So basically, in the current health curriculum, consent education isn't really specifically referred to in the relationship and sexuality education, but the Ministry of Education does claim that schools must teach consent education, but there's not really any strong auditing process that is able to check whether or not schools are actually doing that, and there's no requirement for them to carry out the specific consent education that is holistic and comprehensive and also is age appropriate as well. So basically what we're asking for is the Ministry of Education to pass legislation that makes age appropriate consent education compulsory from years 1 to 13.
The main stipulation being that it's mandatory because a lot of parents at the moment can already pull out their kids from sex education. How can that be damaging to kids who don't receive this form of education in general?
Well, I guess it's hard because it is ultimately up to the parents whether or not they want to pull their students out of sex education, but it is very damaging. Just based on my own experience, I didn't really get a strong sense of sex education when I was in school, and so that really impacted my relationship. So I think it's really important for parents to consider that sex education and consent education is completely vital to their well-being and their interpersonal relationships growing up, and the understanding of consent that they can take into their adulthood as well.
And with the push for compulsory consent education, the campaign's also pushing for inclusiveness and like cultural safety around like LGBTQ+ and Te Ao Māori perspectives. How would you recommend the curriculum going about this?
Well, in the relationships and sexuality education, there is already a comprehensive guide in terms of incorporating Te Ao Māori perspective and safety around LGBT communities. So, but basically just including that in the campaign to make sure that that is absolutely a priority that's been taken into account when schools are putting together their health curriculums.
Once the campaign gets taken into the Ministry of Education, what are you assuming the next steps are going to look like?
Well, I would hope that the Ministry of Education does involve a lot of experts in this. I mean, I think there is a lot of support around this. I'm not really a certain expert. I'm doing a master's in politics, so I'm kind of just like taking what my own perspectives into this campaign is. But yeah, I hope there, because I know that there is a review coming up in 2024, so I guess that consultation period will happen a lot around then, and I hope they really take into account how important consent education is and how it's quite inconsistent around the country.
With that inconsistency, this campaign will ensure that like the same form of education will be carried out across the country?
Yeah, so we're kind of advocating for a standardised program, basically.
And also, especially considering like communication being like the main form between like relationships or even like in situations where people feel comfortable or not comfortable, that sort of thing?
Yeah. So it's just basically trying to teach students about the nuances about consent and about how to check for consent, and basically, yeah, healthy communication and relationships, a bit about what coercion looks like, which a lot of people don't really understand what coercion is. So yeah, different forms of consent in that way as well.
You've also stated in the petition that like almost half of the victims of sexual assault are between 15 and 29 years old. Like, the concern there being, like, the age, especially the younger bracket of that being, like, that's under 18, people who absolutely cannot consent at all.
Yeah, I think it is a bit shocking to see the numbers as well. I think, yeah, there's a lot of, like, legal issues around that and the numbers too. So I think incorporating that into the curriculum and just, yeah, really emphasising that you can't really consent unless you are 16. I think there should be a lot of legal literacy that's brought into the teachings of sexual consent as well.
Finally, I just want to ask about like some sort of the conversations that you've had with people just learning about their experiences and the like. Like, you don't have to disclose anything, but like, what have you learned from that that's really impassioned this call for compulsory education?
Yeah, I think it's a very widespread issue. A lot of this is informed by my own experience and the experiences of the people that I went to school with. So it is definitely an epidemic. Sexual violence is 100% an epidemic among young people. And so it really has pushed this campaign to really emphasise the importance of consent education, because I think a lot of it, there's been a lot of debates around whether or not consent education is to the jurisdiction of the parents to bring into the way they raise their children, but I would argue that it is really up to the school as well, and really about creating a community where consent is absolutely a priority in all relationships, and it's very clear that that is just not really reflected in the personal experiences of our youth.
And that was Jenna Hawkins-Bolton talking to me about the importance of consent education.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.